The Senate passed an immigration bill this summer that allowed for a path to citizenship for the 1 to 2 million undocumented farm workers in our country. Some say if those people get legal status, they'll have a chance to find better work. And that's exactly what happened to Gerardo Zamora. He would still be in the fields if it wasn't for a little-known immigration bill passed recently. It's called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. It gives a 2-year work permit for undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children.
This is mainly for, like, the galleries and the graphic design program. So.
Gerardo Zamora is giving me a tour of Western Michigan University's Department of Graphic Design.
It feels weird to be here, you know. It's kind of sad to look around and know that I was here a year ago, a student.
Zamora graduated at the top of his class in high school. He was able to study graphic design at Western on a generous scholarship. It was a gamble. He was undocumented. So even if he did graduate from college, he might not be able to find work because he doesn't have papers. But he knew lawmakers were working on immigration legislation for kids like him who were brought to the U.S. as children. So he attended Western anyway. He graduated back in May of 2012. And lucky for Zamora, a month later, DACA was signed into law. Zamora was able to apply for a work permit through the program. For Zamora, this was a way out of the fields. Growing up, he and his family picked blueberries and strawberries in the summer and trimmed apple trees in the winter. Zamora's family crossed the Mexican border to start a new life in the United States when he was 3 years old.
We came over here illegally, like 100% illegally.
But the risk was worth it, coming from a town with no opportunity.
I come from a state called Guanajuato in Mexico, and it still is a very poor area, but when we lived there, it was like super, super poor. There was hardly electricity. Barely anyone had telephones. There wasn't even much authority around there. There wasn't like a whole lot of cops. It was just like a really bad place to live. Hardly anyone even like finished school and like did anything there.
But Zamora did finish high school and college. When he graduated from Western, he had interviews at 5 graphic design firms and was offered jobs at 3 of them. But Zamora eventually had to tell them he couldn't work in the U.S. legally.
The HR person told me, she's like, I'm just going to tell you the company's like really in love with your work and they're really considering giving you this job. And it was an awesome job and I would have loved to have it. And I was like, and that's when I had to tell her. Like, I'm still waiting on a work permit. And the whole like atmosphere in the room just completely changed. It's not like she was hating me. It was just like she realized, like, man, like there's not much I can do for you now.
Zamora knew the process of getting a work permit could take months. In the meantime, he tried doing freelance work, but that eventually petered out. The only option that was left for him to make any money was to go back to the fields. When I met up with him back in March, almost a year after he graduated from college, he was climbing and trimming apple trees with his dad in below freezing temperatures.
After a while of carrying those trimmers around and just cutting thick branches, like your arms and your back start hurting. And then like a lot of times the branches will come back and smack you in the face, like super, it feels like a whip is just slamming your face. And it's just horrible. I hate it.
So here's a kid who graduated among the top of his class in high school, graduated from a competitive program in college, and had multiple employers wanting to hire him. But without documentation or work authorization, he was stuck. He says doing seasonal agriculture work is one of the very few options for undocumented immigrants to be able to make money in this country.
Well, completely contrary to the myth, they can't go out and take your job like people are so scared of. They end up doing the work that nobody wants. The work that absolutely nobody would want.
But by the end of March, Zamora finally received his work permit. He now works at a graphic design company in St. Joseph that was one of the first to interview him after he graduated. But his parents are still undocumented after more than 20 years in this country. Zamora says his parents often tell him how they came to America so that he could have a better life. They pushed him to pursue his dreams, and Zamora says his mom and dad tell him that all they sacrificed and fought for has finally paid off.